Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Bev Herring, and my handsome husband Harold is on assignment from God today. Unfortunately, our server, freeconferencing.com, is still experiencing storage issues, and therefore we're waiting for our calls to be properly stored for those who want to call back or call in beyond this call. So keep them in prayer for a quick fix. However, if you want to hear yesterday's replay or today's, it'll be up on the podcast this weekend, so all is not lost. Are you ready for divine connections? You know, when your heart is right and God is ready to move you to a new level, He'll put someone in your life to encourage or facilitate your move from where you are to where He wants you to be. A divine connection is a God-ordained link between two people for a strategic purpose. You know, I'd be remiss, obviously, if I didn't say that the greatest divine connection we have ever made was accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And in John 1, verse 12, it says, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." And although being born again is the best divine connection we'll ever make, it's not all God has planned for us. As a matter of fact, it is only the beginning. The second most important connection that we've ever made is the moment we decide to start taking God at His word. When we've decided to start following God's instructions, then we're positioning ourselves for a rich and satisfying life, like it says in John 10:10. But then there's even more. God's revealed scripturally unique ways that you and I and every believer can establish a life-changing, destiny-shaping connection. The first key, a divine connection may be different than what we expected. You know, Naaman was a rich and powerful Syrian general, and we've spoken of him recently in the last few weeks. But he had leprosy, and yet he was encouraged by a slave girl that came out of Israel to visit the prophet Elijah so he could be healed. But when Naaman arrived in front of the prophet's home, he wasn't greeted by the prophet, not even his chief of staff, but rather a servant walked out and gave him an instruction. This is not exactly the kind of connection Naaman imagined he'd get. In fact, the reception that Naaman received upset him greatly. After all, he'd been the recipient of many greetings from very powerful leaders and kings due to his great accomplishments. As it says in 2 Kings 5:11, Classic Amplified, "But Naaman was angry and went away and said, 'Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me, stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and heal the leper.' The prophet told him to go dip himself 7 times in the river Jordan," which Naaman considered nasty compared to the rivers that he knew in Syria. You know, as we anticipate divine connections, we need to remember that God's ways are not always our ways. As a matter of fact, He can send somebody you don't even particularly care for just to show that He can reach through anybody He wants. In Isaiah 55:9, it says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You know, God may well provide you with a divine connection totally different than anything that you imagined or expected. I mean, we need to note that it was a slave girl. Somebody had been sold, or really taken out of Israel, and became a servant. And that was the divine connection, or Naaman would have never been healed. Our divine connection may not be someone esteemed as important in the world, but we can rest assured they're important to God and being used to God for us. Key number two, one act of obedience and service may lead us to our divine connection. When Jesse asked his son, David, to take some food to the battlefield for his brothers, this may or may not have been an assignment that David would have wanted to go on. He was maybe a little envious of his brothers, maybe being in the army, or maybe he just wanted to see what was going on. But he didn't need to be reminded by them that he was just an old shepherd boy. As David was delivering the food to his brothers, he heard Goliath badmouthing God and the children of Israel, the Israeli soldiers. You know, at your convenience, when you get a chance, you could read 1 Samuel 17 about David's encounter with Goliath. It never fails to move me when I read that story. And not only were King Saul and his soldiers afraid,